In Exodus 25:8, God promised, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." In Exodus 29:45, God repeated, "I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God." But then, repeatedly, God's people rejected him and did whatever they wanted, even worshiped false gods. So God left them. See Jeremiah 11. 400 years passed between the prophet of Malachi speaking for God to people who still ignored God, and when God finally again spoke to the people through John the Baptist. God fulfilled his prophecy in Zechariah 2, verse 10. "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord." God prophesied that the Gentiles would become his people also in Zechariah 2, verse 11, which we see in Romans 11, he did. God said, "Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you." Jesus came, God among us, the Isaiah 9 prophesied Father, Son, Counselor, Mighty God, came as God among us. Isaiah 9, verse 6. God tells us in his word, Isaiah 43:11, "I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior." Jesus is God. Isaiah 45:21, God says again, "Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from the ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord, and there is no other God besides me, a just God, and a Savior. There is none besides me." Hosea 13:4, "Ever since the land of Egypt, you shall know no God but me. for there is no other Savior besides me. First John 4:14. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Hebrews 9:12-28. With his own blood he entered the most holy place, Jesus, once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Isaiah 43:11. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior.